Do you and your partner get into arguments that seem to never get resolved? Maybe there's a simple solution, better communication. Stay tuned for some powerful tips on ways to invite more love and less conflict into your life and into your relationships. Jonathan Robinson is a psychotherapist, best-selling author of 12 books, and has been a frequent guest on Oprah and CNN. And he just shared with me that his first book, he'll have to give the title of it again. She said, Oprah Winfrey said that it's the best bookcation ever. So that's pretty powerful. You're going to learn some real valuable information. And he's been featured in USA Today, Newsweek, and the Los Angeles Times. For the past 30 years, he's spoken to dozens of Fortune 500 companies, including Google, Microsoft, Dell Computer, Coca-Cola, and FedEx. He co-hosts the podcast Awareness Explorers, and you can find him at his website, findinghappiness.com. So for me, it's a thrill to welcome you, Jonathan Robinson.
Well, thank you, Dr. Erica. I'm looking forward to this.
Yes, and as I mentioned before, I focus a lot on love and the meaning of love and the feelings, and that area of communication is certainly a big part of it. So I'd love you to begin by telling us about your background, education, training. What has led you to discover the secret to avoiding conflict and really communicating better?
Well, when I was I came from a dysfunctional family, which in a way was good because by age 12, I was really into self-help and reading lots of books, seeing if I could overcome my own fears and anxiety and depression. And I was very shy. And so I got into, how can I learn to talk to people? And eventually read some books and the method seemed to work. Now I've reached about 200 million people around the world, mostly thanks
Amazing.
To shows like, shows like Oprah and such. But, I saw that your ability to communicate effectively was probably the single most important skill in having love in one's life. And it was also, according to research, the second most important thing that led to a higher income, the first one being the number of years you go to college. So I said, I'm going to focus on this skill because it really seems to be the key. And if you look at somebody like Oprah, you could see...
Can I interrupt something that I have noticed online with all these really successful people, that first item, getting a degree in college, may not always work? So it's really the communication that counts.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you look at somebody like Oprah who was, had every disadvantage and was even put into the retarded people's class at school and was raped at age 14 and had a stillborn child and never lived in a house with a toilet. She's now the most loved woman on earth. How'd that happen? Well, one of the times I was on her show, I asked her, and she said, it's all about communication.
Absolutely. So just continue with your background, and then we'll get into it.
Yeah, so, eventually I got a degree where I became a psychotherapist, and I wasn't that good of a psychotherapist because I wanted instant results. I had no patience, so I got focused on that I will see you for two sessions or less, and I will guarantee that I change your situation in two sessions or less, or I'll give you all your money back. Well, some people were very attracted to that, so I got very well known and then ended up on Oprah for a book I did called Communication Miracles for Couples, and that sold extremely well. And I saw that really what was missing for a lot of people and for me was how do you how do you take all this theory that we all know or hear about and put it into practice when you're stressed out? And so I've been kind of searching for methods that can be mastered in 20 seconds or less, because I'm lazy, and that can get us back to a place of love and connection really easily. And so the More Love, Less Conflict book is really me explaining the 30 methods that can do that.
Wow. But I have a question. You wrote that first book, Communication Miracles for Couples, 20 years ago, and now you're writing a new book. So the question is, has communication changed that much in 20 years? I mean, aren't there certain simple principles that have always been there?
Yeah, there are, but it has changed because we have more of what I call WMDs, which is not weapons of mass destruction. It's widgets of mass distraction. You know, we have texting, we have email, we have Snapchat, we have Instagram, we have Facebook. And so life has gotten more stressful. The communication avenues that we're using are more superficial. So the need for really deep, loving communication and how to do that is higher now than ever before. So, you know, things like Facebook, you could have 1,000 Facebook friends, but I don't think that equals one really good friend who you know is there for you. So I focus on how to really connect deeply and quickly, because a lot of us don't have a lot of time anymore.
So true. So let me ask you, you have spoken with some leading communicators, Oprah and the Dalai Lama, to name a few. So what, in your understanding, makes them such great communicators? What do they know that most of us don't know?
Well, what they know is they know exactly what human beings most want in relationship. And it comes down to three things: care, understanding, and empathy. I call them Q for care, understanding, and empathy. And both the Dalai Lama and Oprah are really, really good at giving that. And since people are starving for that, when you meet somebody who can give that, it's almost like they can levitate. It's a superpower. So that took, you know, Oprah from the bottom of the society to a multi-billionaire, most loved person on earth. And that's basically what she does. She shows people that she cares, she understands them, and she gives them empathy. So, you know, us with even more opportunity or more skills in her, or more abilities in terms of resources, when we learn those abilities, it can skyrocket our career, but more importantly, it can really transform our relationships with the people we care about.
And another thing that Oprah did, I remember her talking about this, that when she wanted to be in the movie, The Color Purple, she bought the book and she was giving it away to everybody. So she also gives a lot.
Yeah.
And maybe you could talk about giving in a relationship.
You know, showing that she cares in that way is really important. And you know, we all have moments where we appreciate our partners, but we don't often say it. Where she'll tend to say it, you know, either buying a lot of copies and giving it out, that's a showing of her appreciation. And, you know, one of the things I do, don't tell my wife this, Dr. Erica, but I have Siri on my iPhone remind me to say an appreciation every day to my wife. Because sometimes I get caught up and I forget. But, you know, the best predictor... The best predictor of how happy a couple is in relationship is the number of appreciations they give to each other. So it's simple. Every day I ask myself, what's something that I'm appreciating about my wife today? And I tell her. And when I do that, she tends to do the same thing back to me. And that leads to more love. It's pretty simple, but it seems to work.
It makes me smile. So in real estate, there's a saying that people are looking for location, location, location. So would just be maybe repeat it because you already said it, but you know, what is it that people are looking for in communication?
I'll use the word understanding. You know, understanding, understanding, understanding. You know, what is, and the opposite of understanding is blame. You know, blame never works. Mm-hmm. I've never told my wife everything she's doing wrong, and then she said, "Oh my gosh, yeah, now I see what you're saying. I'll have to correct all that. Thank you for showing me the errors in my ways." You know, I'm batting 0 for 1,000 on that method. You know, so
yeah,
that doesn't work. And the opposite of blame is where you really understand your partner. And if you can help your partner to feel understood, they will just open up the doors of love and connection to you. So it's really a question of how to give them that in a way that is effective and efficient. And that's why in the book I have literally, you know, fill in this sentence with, you know, fill in the blank sentences. That's how simple most of the exercises are, because when we're stressed, you know, we can't do something complicated. We can maybe say 2 words. And in fact, one of the methods in the book is how to use 2 words to avoid having an argument for the rest of your life. And in fact, that can work. There's things that you can do that are literally saying 2 words that can avoid all arguments.
Oh, well, I would love some examples. So what are these words?
Well, for example, you can use the words, my wife and I use the words red light. Now, the words red light means that one of us thinks that our communication is not going well right now, and we're both starting to get upset. So red light means that we have to take a 2-minute break from speaking and just relax for 2 minutes. And then after the 2-minute break, we can go back into communicating again. So my wife and I, when we married, 20 some odd years ago, 25 years ago, we argued a lot. Now, because we can use this red light term that keeps us from escalating, we haven't had an argument in maybe 4 or 5 years.
Beautiful. Yeah, so tell us some other techniques that you use.
Well, I thought one of the things we can do, Dr. Erica, is demonstrate a couple of the techniques, because that way people would have a better sense of them rather than just talking about them. And the techniques are, I mean, there's literally 40 techniques in the More Love, Less Conflict book, but we could try out a couple and people could see that they lead to more intimacy right away if you're willing to do that.
I'm very willing. But my first reaction is, wait a second, what if I say, no, I'm not willing? I don't want to do that.
Then I would try to understand why. Anyways.
Okay.
So let's start off with I call it the appreciation game. And it's really filling in this sentence. And the sentence is, something I notice about you that I appreciate is. Now, I've only known you for about 15 minutes, but I already know that something I notice about you that I appreciate is that you are really focused on having open, loving communications with people, that there's a sense that you really care about this topic that I think is the most important thing in the world, and that you're committed to helping people to become better at this life skill and this ability to love. And I think that there's nothing more important than that, so I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you. And can I respond too?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So something I've noticed about you that I appreciate is that you're really receptive, because I interrupted something and you could have gotten thrown off, and yet you just went right with it and shared, and you come up with beautiful solutions.
Thank you. Thank you. I try to practice what I preach. So let's do one more. And
okay.
This is you know, if you look at the word intimacy, the instructions for finding it are actually in the word, you know, into me see. You know, when we reveal stuff about ourselves, it helps to create a more loving, intimate space. So in this next technique, it's filling in this sentence. You can do it many times. We'll do it maybe a couple times. If you really knew me, you would know blank. So, Dr. Erica, if you really knew me, you'd know that something I struggle with in these interviews is I know that these things can change people's lives, but I don't like to come off as a salesman, you know. So in one way, I'm trying to tell people my excitement about this, but another way, I'm like, I fear that I come off a little too salesy, and that's something that I always struggle with.
Beautiful. And if you really knew me, you'd know that I'm really sensitive and I care about people, but sometimes I have a lot of judgments that I've been aware of lately that I'm not so happy that I have, but at least I'm noticing them, you know, and something that I want to improve. But I will share it with someone if I'm communicating.
Good. We'll do one more round of this. If you really knew me, you'd know that what's coming up now is that I've learned a lot about love from my connection with my dogs, because that love is so pure, and it's helped me to actually open my heart more to my wife.
Oh, that's lovely. That's why pets are so valuable. And if you really knew me, you would know that I really want to reach 1 million people or more to help them learn how to love each other, how to receive the love, how to feel loved, and how to really give it in a way that other people feel loved.
Well, that's a beautiful goal to have. So, you know,
Thank you.
Doing these really simple things in a couple minutes, I already feel more connected to you. And it's really about the technology of how to have deep connection, and then also how to solve problems effectively. And the good news, in a way, Dr. Erica, is that most people are not good at this. I call that good news because it's so easy to get a lot better. You know, if you have the right tool or the right understanding, you can literally double the amount of love in your life in a day. You know, it's not like learning a complicated skill. It really, gravity works by certain principles, and so does love and communication. And most people don't have any training in it.
Yeah, I love the simple questions that just open it out. But I do have one question about this. And what is a simple technique to use with a person who's really difficult and highly upset? Like, how do you handle that?
Well, you know, I speak at Fortune 500 companies, and that's probably the most common question I get. And the good news is that, you know, the same techniques work for everybody. So when somebody's being difficult, what's going on is that they're in a lot of pain. And if you acknowledge their pain and show that you understand it and that you have empathy for it, it calms them right down. So I actually saw an episode not that long ago where a woman in a supermarket was smacking her kid, her 3-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, behavior which I thought was pretty inappropriate, and screaming at
mm-hmm.
her kid. And one person went up to her and said, I'm going to call the police. And this just set the woman off. And so I intervened, and I said, what's going on? And she said, my kid is totally out of control. And I wanted to give her empathy, because I knew empathy would help calm her down. So I said, it sounds like your kid is really having a hard time, and that's really making you angry and frustrated. That must be so hard. And she said, exactly. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, thank you so much for saying that, because I'm really having a hard day. And I said, oh, man. It's sometimes really hard with all the stuff we got to do. I mean, when your kid's having a tantrum, it's just, you know, so stressful. And she immediately calmed down and apologized. It only took 20 seconds of getting her empathy to take her from literally beating her kid to apologizing and being calmed down. So when you know the right method, you really almost have like a superpower. And a lot of people, my friends, will call me because when they're upset, they know that I can give them the key thing that they're needing in order to get through it more quickly.
That's amazing. But I can see that your focus is on giving. Like someone else could know what you know and yet would not intervene in the situation, because they're not thinking outwardly to help other people.
Yeah, I mean, it does help, but, you know, in a way, I came upon this selfishly, you know, because I saw that when I gave the right thing to my wife or somebody else, empathy, I got back a lot of praise or a lot of love. So, you know, if I give you a dollar and you give me $100, my giving you a dollar is not exactly the act of a saint. It's the act of somebody who's smart.
Very interesting.
So that's kind of how it came about. And being a guy, you know, I'm not naturally that empathetic, but I learned that it was a very effective way to communicate, and that both the people I was communicating to and me got benefit from it.
So that leads right to my next question, that you were a psychotherapist working with couples, and what would you say is the most common problem that you find, and I'm talking mostly between men and women, but I guess gay couples too, but are there differences in the way men and women communicate? What have you found?
Yeah, there are. Women, almost always, 99% of women, their number one priority in communication is understanding and empathy. So when you talk to a woman, you want to make sure that you are validating or understanding their emotions and not dismissing them or trying to fix them, which a lot of men do, and women hate.
Mm-hmm.
When talking to a man, men tend to be much more result-oriented in their communication and not in need of as much empathy. So with a man, it's more important to know what he ultimately wants to achieve. So it might be that he wants, to watch a football game, or he wants to get a project done, or he wants to have sex. And knowing what that is and validating what he wants to achieve is really a very effective way to communicate to a man. The other thing I tell women is that a lot of times they're trying to change their man by telling him what he does wrong, and that's very ineffective. The complain, blame, and shame a person way of changing them is a very, very poor way of achieving that goal. It's better to give positive reinforcement for every small step they take towards what you want them to do. And women are often flabbergasted at how much their partner will change once they change how they talk to them.
It's so important because people feel, women often feel unloved when the man is not doing certain things. And she may not realize he does love her, even though he's not doing what she thinks he should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you say he wants from her?
Men want to make their woman happy and to get praise from them. Men want to be a hero. You know, look at all the movies, action movies. They're all about the man being a hero, you know. So when you tell him all the things he's doing wrong, he doesn't feel like a hero. He feels like a failure. That's the exact opposite of what men are wanting. So my, you know, I don't like doing dishes. But my wife somehow has managed to get me to do the dishes. And the way she did it is one time about 7 years ago, I cleaned a dish. I don't know how it happened, but it happened. And she just praised and was so excited about me cleaning that dish. Well, I like praise, so I started cleaning more dishes. And she praised me some more. And now it's a habit that I just do the dishes. Now,
she had spent
the previous 20 years complaining about how I don't do the dishes. And when she complained about it, I never got motivated to do a dish because I, you know, I'm not motivated by complaint. I'm motivated by praise.
Yeah, and I have seen women do that with childcare. They want their husband to help with the baby, but as soon as the husband does anything, she criticizes it. He never does it right. So he doesn't want to do it. It's funny, but so typical. So any other techniques that you have used with your wife or in business relationships?
Well, one technique which I find really simple, as I said, most of my methods can be done in under 10 seconds and involve a fill in the blank. That doesn't mean that they aren't totally life transforming, because they can be. So one technique I try to use is I will say, right now, I'm feeling blank, because it's important to know how your partner's feeling, and I'm wanting blank. Saying what you feel and what you want is a pretty good foundation for good communication and connection with your partner. So little things like this can make a huge difference, and I also am a big believer in asking good questions. And in fact, in my website, morelovelessconflict.com, people can download for free something I call the 12 Questions of Instant Intimacy. And these are 12 questions that you can ask your partner or a friend or anybody, and they always lead to an intimate connection really quickly. And I think we need stuff like that because we really crave intimacy, but you know, email and text message and Facebook really don't help us to do that. But when you've really connected with someone and you feel like you're on the same page and you're on the same wavelength, it feels really good, and that's what nourishes our heart. So you're downloading that from the free for the website or getting some of the methods from the More Love Less Conflict book are really powerful ways to have more love in your life.
That's incredible, but I'm smiling as you're talking. I mean, I can't wait to download that, maybe use it with my clients. But I'm laughing because I watch particularly CNN. I didn't mean to get into politics, but in this area, I feel like I have to say something. These people get on, and they're not even listening to each other, and one is yelling on top of the other one. and imagine one of them saying, "Right now I'm feeling."
Yeah,
what would you recommend for those kind of dialogues? where they're on different sides, they believe something different, they're supporting something different, but how can they communicate in a good way, in a positive way?
Well, you know, in those types of things, nobody's really listening to anybody, and there's no real meeting of the minds or communication happening. It's just two people screaming at each other. And we now think that that's what communication is. But if you've ever had a great conversation where you're really learning from each other, you're really listening, you're really connecting, if somebody has a different opinion and you want to change their opinion, the best way you can do that is to show them that you really understand their side of it. You may not agree with it, but you understand it. Once they feel understood, then they will listen to you. See, people don't care what you have to say until they feel that you care. So I've been able to change people's opinions a lot, and the way I do it is I first show that I truly understand their feelings and their viewpoint, and then they're open to hearing mine.
It's so simple, but most of us don't do that.
As I said, the good news is most of us don't do that, so when we do learn to do it, it's like you have a superpower.
I'm definitely going to be practicing that. So do you have some final advice for people, you know, who want to improve their relationships?
Well, I'd start with the low-hanging fruit, which is, for example, something as simple as saying what you appreciate about people, not making stuff up, but what you really sincerely appreciate, and just saying it out loud. That's going to be a good beginning. And also I'd recommend, whether it be my book or any book on communication, learn this art, because, you know, love is the most important thing in the world, I think, love and happiness. And if you can learn just a few simple things, you might be able to double the amount of love you have overnight, and that feels really, really good. So find some person or book or something that helps you to learn how to do this more effectively, because you deserve it.
And the people around you deserve it, too.
Absolutely. You know, it's the best gift you can give to your children or your mate or even your coworkers, is to role model this, because we want, you know, the people we love to be happy, and they don't have good role models either. So if you start to role model this, it really impacts their life as well.
Well, so now please just repeat the website where people can get your book and contact you and get that 12 questions.
Sure, it's morelovelessconflict.com, and there's a little thing on there where they can get the 12 questions of instant intimacy, or they can order the book, or they can watch a video I made of my dogs advertising the book.
Oh, that's fabulous. Well, you have really shown that you are living this art of communication. What a pleasure to talk with you today.
Well, a pleasure to talk to you, and I support your mission, Dr. Erica. May you reach millions with your message of love, and thank you for having me on your show.
And thank you for participating. And I'm your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, saying goodbye for now. Please visit my website, drericagoodstone.com.